I'd like to call the October 5th meeting of the Berkshire County Board of Commissioners to order. Sarah, would you poll the boards for members for attendance for the record?
Sure. And if you could just clarify whether you're participating on Zoom or in person. I believe everyone is remote, but just to make sure. Commissioner Atkins.
Here on Zoom.
Okay. Commissioner Bazemore.
Present, Zoom.
Okay. Vice Chair Lee.
Here, Zoom.
Okay. Commissioner Trent.
Here, phone.
And Chair Wesson.
Yes, here on phone as well. So we have all board present. So that's outstanding. Thank you all for your attendance. Let's get right to business. I'd like to, as a result of having two meetings scheduled in October, we had today and we had October the 19th, I would like to make a formal motion to change our meeting schedule to make October the 19th a work session for us to start at 10 o'clock. And I know the county manager has chosen the senior center as the location for that. We looked at the River Center, but that's a little restrictive for us. So that is the motion to change the October 19th meeting to a work session to start at 10 o'clock. Do I have a second?
Well, I would like to amend that and just say work session / regular meeting. Just
oh, yeah, our work sessions, Tammy, are regular meetings. They are open to the public. And we will have comments, and all we would do in a normal meeting will be a part of that. So, yes.
All right.
Okay. Okay, it's been moved and properly seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, then that passes. Thank you all very much. And to Tammy's point, work sessions are always open to the public, and we will have an agenda ready. We will have a citizens' comment section. And right now, there are two very important things that several of us have asked to be on that agenda. One will be an update on our EMS status and from the company that handles our receivables for us. They will be there. Also, we've asked Robin to be there to talk a little bit more about Bertie Beach Tall Glass of Water. So any other agenda items that you would like for discussion, please just get those to Juan, and he will put together an agenda for all of us to agree on prior to the 19th. Okay, so anything that you think is important for us to discuss, this will be the perfect time for it, for a work session. All right, Juan, I want to turn it over to you.
Thank you, Chairman. And good morning, Board of Commissioners, and to everyone on the call this morning. As you all know, today is the last meeting, and tomorrow will be the last day, official day, for your clerk to the board and my executive assistant, Ms. Sarah Tinkham. And I just want to take a moment to say thank you to Sarah, and very grateful for everything that you have done for the county since you've been here. Upon my being here and even applying to Bertie County, it was very impressive. Sarah's timeliness, her response, quick response to emails, and just her overall professionalism. And even since I've been here as assistant county manager, interim, and now county manager, Sarah has just taken on quite a few things, even when it comes to the pandemic and having to do Zoom for our meetings. So Sarah, just know that you have been very helpful to me and to Bertie County. And I just want to say thank you for all that you have done for me and Bertie County.
Yes, thank you, Sarah. Job well done. You will be missed.
Yes,
Sarah,
and we absolutely.
Sarah, I think all of us want to wish you the very best as you go forward in your career. And like Juan said, thank you so much for your service to Bertie County. It has been very, very extraordinary. Thank you.
Okay, Sarah, we wish you well again on your new opportunity in town of Nashville. So
thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it, all of you. It's been a pleasure serving here, and my husband and I are going to be here for the time being, and maybe down the road we might not, but it's been a pleasure serving here and seeing our local government and how it really works. And if you asked me 7 years ago if I'd ever be this close to politics, I would have thought you were crazy, but I've really found a love for public service. And thank you all for the opportunities, all of the educational opportunities. I've really grown a lot here, and it's been a really great learning experience. So thank you to all of you. Thank you to Juan. Thank you to the rest of the board. And of course, to our former county manager. It's been a pleasure, and I really appreciate the opportunities. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sierra. And upon Sierra's departure, I will take on the responsibilities as clerk to the board. However, please know that we are accepting applications right now, and we have received some applications for clerk to the board, executive assistant, as well as the assistant county manager position. And first, I'll just talk briefly about the assistant county manager position. My plan for that position, of course, is to screen the applicants and select those we like to move forward with interviewing. And then I plan to have a committee of county employees to interview. And then, of course, I will listen and consider the committee's feedback. And when I'm ready to make a selection, I will inform the board of the applicants and that person I would like to recommend for hire. What I would like to talk about is what you all would like to see done for the clerk to the board / executive assistant. We can do something very similar with that, but I would like to take the time to see exactly what your feedback, get your feedback on how you would like to handle the selection of the clerk to the board. And I'm sure because that position is an appointee of the board and the commissioners might want to have some input in that selection. So at this time, I'd just like to hear back from you as to what you like to see your involvement in the selection of the clerk to the board position.
Yeah, I'd like to be a part of it. I mean, since she does represent and speaks for the commissioners, I would very much like to be a part of that process.
Okay.
Yeah, Juan, I so would I. I think, you know, it might be a good idea, depending on the number of applicants you get, to perhaps screen those applicants down to, you know, a smaller number to be considered, ones that you would think would be well qualified. Okay. And if you're going to use a perhaps that same team or a different team to interview the select ones, then, you know, to have commissioners be a part of that if they'd like to, or at least to be able to review those, you know, select group of applicants, I think would be great. I mean, they, you know, work for us as our clerk, but also for you. So I think we should have some input.
Okay. Very good. Any other feedback on that? Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
All righty. Yes, sir. I will move forward and let the board know. Keep the board informed of applications received and how we plan to move forward with that process.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Well, is there anything else on your mind, commissioners, of urgent that we should address or speak to at this moment? Hearing none, the floor is open for motion to adjourn.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Commissioner Trent motion, second by Commissioner Lee. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you all for being on the call this morning. We wanted to make it brief. Look forward to October the 19th. And remember, any issues that you'd like to see on that agenda, this is a work session, so we want to make it that. So please bring those to the county manager's attention. He will then line up all the whatever needs to address those issues. So thank you all very much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.